The Africa Report.
This past Tuesday, President Cyril Ramaphosa hosted the President of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, His Excellency President Brahim Ghali, that meeting happening in Pretoria during a working visit to South Africa. To tell us about developments in the Western Sahara, please welcome on the radio our EWN Africa correspondent, JJ Cornish. JJ, very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you. Good to be with you.
An important conversation to have, because was it in 2014 that the United Nations ordered the recognition, if you like, of Western Sahara? And yet the Northwest African region, unfortunately, hasn't been quite accommodating. So significant that the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, was hosting the President of the Sahrawi. Tell us a little bit more about the history of this particular country.
You say Sahara and then we, Sahrawi. Now the thing about it is the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic is, of course, a former Spanish colony. And then it was occupied by Morocco when Spain withdrew on the death of Franco. Well, by Morocco and Mauritania, but the Polisario Front, the liberation movement from the Sahrawi, they fought back so hard that the Mauritanians left it and Morocco took over the rest of the country. It's been an illegal occupation of this territory since 1975. It became a member of the African Union. And when that happened, Morocco stormed out of the OAU, stormed out in high dudgeon. Then when the African Union was formed, it was a founder member. Morocco stayed out, didn't try to join the African Union. South Africa and the Polisario, the ANC, the Polisario Front, and SWAPO, for example, were liberation movements with great solidarity. And there was a promise from the ANC that when it came to power, it would recognize the SADR, Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, Polisario. Well, in fact, they took 10 years to do this. But once they did, Morocco played a game with them, saying that, wait, we're about to settle. And they never did, obviously. And they promised to have a referendum that would allow the Sahrawis to determine their own future. They keep making this promise whenever they're under pressure. The thing is, they're protected by France and by the United States. And that is why the Moroccans can afford to play fast and loose. They've occupied the territory and refuse and simply fly in the face of international criticism. Now, South Africa has become an ardent supporter of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. And when Morocco sought to join the African Union, it opposed it, saying you first got to end this, what they call Africa's last colonial vestige, last colonial issue. And it is that. Now, nevertheless, Morocco managed to garner enough votes. They say it used checkbook journalism. I have to tell you, Morocco doesn't have much of a checkbook. People say that there's an economic benefit to relations with Morocco. Well, that's not why France is, for example, supporting it. It supports it because it believes it's a bastion against Islamist aggression in that part of Africa. Morocco simply has things like Dhaka, some tourism. It's a very beautiful country. And then phosphates to offer. The phosphates are all stolen from the Western Sahara. Now, that's the reality. Now, Ibrahim Ghali succeeded Mohamed Abdelaziz, the president who died 2 years ago. He's been to South Africa once before. This time round, he was on a trip to Namibia, a state visit, in fact, in Namibia, to Lesotho, to Botswana, South Africa, and then to Zimbabwe. This is an area that where the Sahrawis have strong political support. Now, they obviously worried that when Morocco came into the African Union, they were going to try to squeeze them out. But the African Union simply can't do that. In the Constitutive Act of the African Union, it doesn't provide for it. The African Union, even though there are members, particularly sort of client states of France who support Morocco, they would look absolutely ridiculous if they tried to expel a founder member. Now, what we're hoping for, South Africa, it wants recognition for the Sahrawi at the United Nations. That's the next step. And that's some way to go, because, of course, you have France, a permanent member of the Security Council, that would probably veto it. The only reason that the Sahrawis managed to survive effectively is that they're supported by Morocco, by Algeria. Now, Algeria houses about 400,000, over about 200,000 of them in refugee camps. The others remain under occupation in Morocco. And the thing about it is that the division between Morocco and Algeria stops the Maghreb African Union, that's the five countries, Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, Mauritania, and of course Western Sahara, from exercising the regional power that it should. Right at the doorstep of Europe, it should have enormous influence there, but this schism between Morocco and Algeria stops it. So there are many, many benefits, obviously the moral one being number one, to having the last of the colonial issues in Africa sorted out, and then the benefit of the economic benefit of a Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic emerging as its own power, with the fishing, the gold, the possibly uranium and the phosphates that it has, and the Maghreb African Union then becoming more of an influential body, certainly in dealing with Europe.
South Africa has just been elected, I think is more appropriate, onto the Security Council as a non-permanent member. Is this issue important enough for us to use our voice in that wonderful, wonderful, important role in the United Nations starting in January to actually try and get the United Nations to recognize this country?
Yes, indeed. South Africa will try and will. It's, South Africa has said, Cyril Ramaphosa, the president, says that election, and it is election, we were proposed by SADC, we were endorsed by the African Union. There was no other, these elections come in as a regional thing. So onto the Security Council for a two-year term, with South Africa comes Belgium, Germany, Indonesia, and the Dominican Republic. And only the Indonesia faced a vote, a competition for it. South Africa got 184 out of 193 votes. So that's quite an achievement. It's less than they got the first time round in 2006. It's three less, but it's one more than they got last time they were in the previous time, that is 2011. So South Africa has learned many lessons from being on the Security Council. It's no easy job, Africa. You irritate and upset a lot of people. You make deals that you're not entirely sure of. And you have to kind of, it's a quid pro quo, scratch my back, I scratch yours, which made South Africa, for example, last time round agree to the military action against Muammar Gaddafi to stop him killing his own people, and then sort of having seen to be voted for voting for regime change in Libya, which they never really wanted. And that has brought, of course, total confusion to that part of the country. So South Africa will be very careful what it does this time round, and treated in a very measured way. It will obviously push for Sahrawi recognition of the country of the Western Sahara, because it's part of the African agenda. But it doesn't have the full backing of Africa in this regard. As I say, there are client states of France who support Morocco, and Morocco will obviously fight it. And clearly they will get France to oppose it too, and France would use its veto power in the Security Council if necessary.
Most interesting. JJ Cornish, thank you very much, as always, giving us the Africa Report for this Saturday, reflecting on the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. As somebody suggests on the WhatsApp line, you just say, Grootwoord, and then all will be sorted.